The FBI wants to comb through the professional papers of the late investigative reporter Jack Anderson to find any classified documents there. The papers have been promised to George Washington University. Some journalists and lawyers say this is the latest effort by the government to intimidate sources and choke the flow of information to the public. But an FBI spokesman tells NPR that's not what it's about. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
James Goodale knows a little something about defending reporters' notes. He's the former general counsel for the New York Times, and he's detecting a familiar scent.
The U.S. government is having some couple of weeks with respect to classified information.
There are now investigations into leaks to the media about domestic wiretapping and a secret program to whisk terror suspects abroad for interrogations. The Air Force and the CIA secretly got the National Archives to reclassify documents that were already public. And Goodale notes President Bush acknowledged he authorized the leak of classified information to rebut a critic of the invasion of Iraq, a leak which led to federal indictments.
Now, the coup de grace, the FBI is reaching into the grave to retrieve classified information. I think all of those episodes seem to me like Alice in Wonderland.
The muckraking columnist Jack Anderson died in December at the age of 83. He often relied on anonymous sources and classified documents to captivate readers and embarrass the CIA, the FBI, and the White House back in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. FBI agents told Anderson's family, weeks after his death, the papers include a document that could shed light on a current espionage case involving pro-Israel lobbyists. But the agents said they will confiscate any classified documents they find. The family refused to turn over the papers, and there's been some outrage in media circles. But Assistant FBI Director John Miller says it's misplaced.
The discussion in the public front, particularly among journalists, has become a little shrill because I think a number of them want to make this a showdown at high noon between the big bad FBI and the First Amendment and a free press. It has very little to do with that.
188 boxes of papers are currently held by George Washington University. The columnist left them to the university, but his gift is not official yet. A professor there is writing a biography of Anderson, and the university intends to make the archive public. Miller says that's the key problem.
Let's say someone working for a foreign intelligence service from a hostile nation can go looking through those and copying those. We're really giving away a lot of material that is protected for a reason.
Miller says the FBI is still in negotiations to inspect the documents and fully expects to do so. Former federal prosecutor Jim Martin says the FBI is on solid ground. He stepped down as the U.S. attorney in St. Louis last year.
If the documents from Mr. Anderson were given to the university in order to write papers and do studies that would become public and possibly to display or create a book on some of these documents, then those documents are no longer intended to be protected by a privilege.
But Anderson's former colleagues are up in arms. Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Gary Cohn worked for Anderson in the late 1970s. He says Anderson proved the importance of sources willing to leak sensitive information to show how the government really works.
He really would convince people that what they were doing was in the public interest and was a sacred trust. Especially if they worked for the government, they really did work for the American people.
In 1971, James Goodale helped beat back the Nixon administration's attempt to prevent the New York Times from publishing excerpts of the Pentagon Papers, a classified study about the start of the Vietnam War. The government demanded the documents back, but the Times refused because they could show who the source was. Goodale argues there's a lot of classified material that shouldn't be secret, and in those cases, the press should report on it, no matter how much the government objects. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.
And you can listen to David Folkenflik's interview with FBI spokesman John Miller at our website, npr.org.